90.7 New Life FM. I'm Daniel Britt, and I'm joined right now with Nancy Lee DeMoss. And Nancy, you're on in the mornings here on New Life FM. We're so grateful for your program. Tell us a bit about how you got started with your ministry and the early days, and what's your background? Just give us a synopsis of where you come from, because we all come from different places, and we all like to make these connections.
Yeah, well, the program is called Revive Our Hearts, right, and a quarter hour daily, Monday through Friday, and airing on about 280 stations across the country. And it's a program that's targeted toward women, and our burden is for revival and for a return to a biblical sense of mission and purpose, sure, of what it means to be a woman. And but my background, I came to know the Lord as a young girl and from a godly family, and grew up with parents who really took the Lord seriously and who had a heart. My dad was not a professional minister. He was a businessman, but he had a real heart for winning people to Christ and love for the Word. And so I grew up in that environment where we were seeing the gospel change lives. And then as I grew up in Christian church, Christian school, surrounded by the things of God, I discovered that many believers, quote believers, are not enjoying Christianity. They're enduring it.
Right.
And so my heart has been over the years for to help people experience the our byline for Revive Our Hearts is calling women to experience freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ. So it's a Christ-centered ministry, because Christ makes really all the difference in my life, and we're helping people really experience the freedom that comes from sin's bondage, mm-hmm, and the fullness that there is to the Spirit of Christ, and then to have fruitful lives and to be able to be a blessing to others.
Nancy Lee DeMoss here on 90.7 New Life FM. What are some of the ways, what are the different avenues that your ministry ministers through?
Well, of course, we have the daily program, Revive Our Hearts, and God is just using that in such an incredible way to bless and help women and their families. We even hear from some men listeners who,
sure,
thank us for helping women be
right,
more godly. That's a blessing to men, mm-hmm, too. But then we have a publishing aspect. We produce a lot of resources, audio, video, and published printed materials.
Mm-hmm.
A book that's just come off the press is the third in a trilogy. The trilogy is called Revive Our Hearts,
mm-hmm,
and this book is on holiness, the heart God purifies, and I think we're going to have a chance perhaps to talk about that. But then we also do Revive Our Hearts conferences, and just a concentrated opportunity through the course of a weekend for women,
sure,
to really seek the Lord, to, you know, I don't know what it's like for men, but I know women today are living very busy, frantic, frenzied, frazzled lives so much of the time. And it's so helpful just to stop at points and take stock of our relationship with the Lord, and to turn off the clutter, get rid of the busyness, turn off some of the things that just fill our days, and just stop and listen to the Lord and let Him speak to us. So through the books, the radio program, and the conferences, we're trying to help women really experience inner heart transformation by the power of the Spirit that then will affect the way that they relate to their mate, to their children,
sure,
in their workplace. Having the right kind of relationship with God has such an incredible bearing and influence on every other area of our lives.
We are going to talk about the book, and we'll talk about the conferences as well, and more of the ministry of Nancy Lee DeMoss and Revive Our Hearts. Stick around. We're going to come back with Nancy Lee in just a moment. You're listening to New Life FM.